Narrative frameworks. 47. Where is the divine? Where is this core of who we are? Where is this ultimate truth? It might sound far away. It might sound like just another idea, like a concept which does not sit, that does not land, which does not have any relevance in day-to-day life. But our day-to-day life is this ultimate love in its expression. Don't be distanced from ultimate love. Be an expression of it. Be it in expression. Let it run through you, if who you are is a body, mind, being. Be an expression of ultimate love, for this is what we are, beyond the body, mind, being, and within it also. Where is the divine? Is it greater, higher, deeper, broader? Or within and all around? It's difficult to locate when there are all these different words to describe where it is, and all these different words to describe what it is. But what we are talking about is beyond where and what. It is beyond time and space. This divinity is the timeless, spaceless. So words of time and space, words that are born out of our time-space experience and are a way to describe the different fragments of our experience in time and space. Words reach their limit when talking about that which is beyond. And deep within. Words denote demarcated locations, specifics. Can't nail it, can't touch it, not fully. You can only feel it deep within and all around. Beyond specifics and yet through them. Your pathway lit with them. The circumstances of your own life. The landscape which you journey through. Threadways back to that which is beyond threads. Thoughts and discussions. Away from and towards that which is beyond thought and discussion. The divine is feeling beyond feeling, sensed not only through the five senses, although those too, but spiritual sense, capacities opening up as we look and allow our seeing to penetrate through and beyond only the five senses. Feeling beyond feeling, a resonance of heart, a resonance of the individual soul with something more universal, beyond words. What left to say? Our true nature we uncover, false coverings, truth beneath, beyond. Ha, prepositions, words, positionings. How can the whole of love be in one position and not another, in one word and not another, in one human life and not another? There is no monopoly on love. Love is that which runs through and animates all. Love is beyond relative ideas of love. This is the love of the universe. And this is your own. Your own and not limited to you, if you define yourself as a body-mind entity. This is the love of the universe. And this is your own divinity.